I'm tired of making peace. I don't have any more tears, except I have lots more tears. More tears these years than all my years. Still, my tears are nothing compared to their fears, and the images seared, not just to see, but to hear, across the miles, oppressed all this while, echoes etched forever in my ears. In the comfort of where we stand in this heartland, leaders not worthy of the gold and diamonds on their hands, but of silver-shackled bracelets leading to courts even beyond this wasteland. The cruelest bait and switch, furthest thing from the promise of a promised land. Was there some fine print we missed? 'Cause I just don't understand. See, here the monsters roam, beastly vultures feast, eyes scouring for fresh meat, and those violent sickle-shaped beaks, watch them feed on greed, live on glowing screens, and as the innocent bleed, I think, how surprising. This Capitol Hill I'm willing to die on, a Capitol Hill I crumple and cry on, a hill where no peace flies from. All those bills from Capitol Hill, and still blood spilled, a morning full of mourning into a pit of deep despair I'm falling. But hear this. A wise one once told me, those with privilege, their despair is a luxury. My luxury is demanding the proper time be this minute, and my luxury is demanding now be the time for the harvest, and my luxury is thinking I could walk away from this, and my luxury is thinking I would walk away from all this. There are bombs thundering in the east. Can't even count the seconds between the lights. There are too many, and they just won't cease. Music of nightmares, funereal melodies for the deceased, and echoing that fellow who longed. I yell to God, this hate is too strong. It mocks our songs. What, O Lord, are we doing wrong? And how many times will we ask how long? God, being love, gazes tenderly while I shout. He assures me of all my questions. All my cries are allowed. And then I see his eyes, his cheeks wet with tears, and his heartbreak it surrounds. Bending down to me, he whispers, he isn't loud. He says, brave Shireen and her press vest. Her last heartbeat I felt. I sat next to Hind in the back seat as she begged on the phone for help, wept at Hirsch's body lifeless in that tunnel, the BBAS 3, the uncertainty. Closer than skin was I. When Yarden's heart started to crumble deep under all the rubble, I am right there in the darkness, and I am right there in the trouble. I weep at the bomb signed, sealed, delivered with glee, starvation and gunfire. Neither gift comes from me. I call my people to get to work, to be about the business of liberty. My commands are many, but clear, speaking of divine hospitality. The silence sat again thick, and then his rumble again pierced the void. This time the words had reverberance. They rattled my bones. This was no still, small voice. He said, there is no place for your hate, for the leaders, for the villains you name. I ask not for excuses. The revenge you wish for, it has no use, and I am calling for you to make peace. I call for you to love who you call enemies, because I love the lowest and the highest of all of these. Because while I sit in the sorrow, my love for every soul does not cease. I call again and again for you to make peace. Listen, he said. Yes, I see you limping in this race, but do not quit the race, and the horrors to be faced you'll need to brace, but watch your pace. Do not forget, I'm with you in the whole space. Hear my voice, keep going in this race. So, the one who has all the answers, I sit in his presence aware that those answers we've cried for, he doesn't always share. Those answers I beg for in every breath of every prayer, those answers I demand in the middle of, yes, my despair. But a wise one once told me, those with privilege, their despair is a luxury. Our luxury is demanding the proper time be this minute. Our luxury is demanding now be the time for the harvest. So let's not get jaded as we yearn for that proper time. We love as we search for the harvest on the horizon line. Love as we lose sleep, forget to eat, yell to wake the complacent and complicit sheep, and work our weary bones crying out with the earth as it weeps. Because it's not. Blessed are the peace hopers, peace jokers are the peace mopers, not blessed are the peace grinders, the peace whiners, the peace idolizers, and definitely not the peace observers, peace reservers, and all those lip servers. He said, blessed are the makers of peace. And while our souls are beaten under the callous behind the crease and our hearts bruised, the shattering of all our peace, he still and again commands us to run. till he tells us the race is all done, till he tells us the battles have all been won, and to not lose hope as your worn out gaze at the end of all these days watches another unfulfilled setting sun. We remember the promise that one day the race will be done, and all the battles will be won, and rest will come, and a new sunrise will shine on peace and love's holy celebration.